Show's going live in 5 seconds. Blog Talk
Radio. EMA. Have you?
I'm not. evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
good evening.
Well, good evening, good morning, good night to everybody. And I want to say hello to you all. Good night when you go to sleep. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused because it's already night here within an hour. So quietness. So forgive me. But I'm really glad to be here with you all again. And how are you, Shannon? And how are you, Alan?
Hi, thanks.
Doing good.
Good.
Great.
I was going to say, well, I said good evening, but it is a trans world co-creation, not just a transatlantic one. So how's the weather been there today, Alex? Or is it still daytime there?
Yeah, it's getting dark out, but very cloudy. Yeah, it's been raining over here for like a couple of weeks now.
Oh, it's been gorgeous here again today. Anyway, it's great to be here, isn't it? And
it's really great.
We're going to ask everyone to get their candles ready. And we're in the chat room. We have people from all over the world, don't we, Marika? We have characters from all over. Yeah, we do. And so we're going to ask you to get your candles ready while we play a song. And this evening, well, today, it's one of my creations. It's called It's Your Angel. Thanks, Alex.
Someone walks beside you. Oh, dear.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Really beautiful, Shana.
Oh, thank you. Right, well, I'm going to just... do you want to just mention about the link, Marika, before I...
I'm going to send you a link now. It's in the chat room. And I will ask you guys to preload this link. And when you are on YouTube, please turn volume down, because later on we will do this as a meditation together, so you guys can see the nice video and listen to the music on the Blog Talk Radio show, so the people in the archives can enjoy the meditation too with us. So in the meanwhile, you are preloading the link. Is Shana going to tell us about what therapy she will be using? Because we
thank
have
you,
all Marika. Of Shana today.
Thanks very much. Okay, then I'm going to tell you about the therapy I use. It's I do therapeutic channeling, and I channel Essenic Energy Medicine, the information of which was given to Moses when he received the Ten Commandments. But if you remember what happened when Moses came down from the mountain, most of the people were misbehaving. They were worshipping graven images and etc. So he only gave the information to the faithful who behaved themselves. And they took the information and went and lived around the shores of Lake Mareotis in Egypt and around the Dead Sea, and later became known as the Essenes. Well, all this didn't come to light again until the Dead Sea Scrolls were translated by Edmund Bordeaux Sezikli in the 1940s. And it owes much of its increase in popularity to ex-nursing monk Mr. Sean Bradley, who lives in Cumbria in the UK. Sean-bradley.com teaches the teachers to teach, and myself included. And he's the author of many books and was on the radio on Friday evening speaking about 2012. And we're hoping to get him on the show sometime shortly. He's a really, really interesting man to speak to. But Essenic Energy Medicine was practiced by the Essenes, who taught Jesus to calm the waters and winds, etc., as they practice the communions with angels. For example, on a Monday evening, they commune with the angel of peace. And so the energies are pre-Christ, but the therapy now relies on the angelic Christ Magdalene energies. Because as you know, the angels were there before Christ or Buddha or any of the religions that we now have in the world. So as with any therapy, the first thing we must do is get out of the head, and that's whether you're receiving it or sending it. You must get out of the head chakra and your ego and into the heart chakra. You must come from a place of humility and integrity and expand the heart chakra so that it is full of love for any living thing in this multiverse of which we're all a part. So we go into the heart chakra to find your truth. Your truth is in the heart chakra. You go into the little chamber of your heart and listen and ask questions. Your higher self knows all the answers, and that's why we need to meditate and connect with our Creator to find the answers so that you can lead yourself. Because there's no point anybody telling you everything, as you probably wouldn't believe it anyway, would you? You need to find out for yourselves. You need to ask. And to do this, you also need to, sometimes, you may need to take back your divinity. Never feel unworthy to approach your Creator. You have a divine right as sons and daughters of the Creator to stand before him or her and ask for what you need. This is also how you manifest your abundance. Ask and it shall be given to you. And the last thing you need to do is join with like-minded people. And for me, it has been the golden ring of enlightenment. For the people not in the chat room, It's http://goldring.wetpaint.com, where I found so many people in concentric alignment with my thoughts that it's just been fantastic. Okay, and I think that's my little explanation of my therapy. And now I think we're going to be putting the video on. And Marika will tell you about that. Thanks, Marika.
Yes, Marika, thank you very much. I want to ask you all, if you have preloaded the link in the chat room, then please give me your heart so I know that you are ready for the meditation. And when you didn't manage to get the link on to preload them, it doesn't matter at all because you can listen anyway. Alex is playing it for us, so. And in the meanwhile, what I'm going to tell you, the really, really funny thing is that this song is really on topic with the daily focus, because what we missed a little bit is talking about the focus last week, because we are so used to it and it's so nice to be together, and now we do a healing session and that's more easy on and everything. But the focus of today is Angels of the Golden Sun, and I'm going to read you a little piece of it later on. But when I listened to the focus today, I realized that this song is the last song in the last DVD of today. And we already chose this song to be our video for the meditation last Wednesday, so that's really in alignment. So. Okay, guys, we're going to count now for the meditation. I'm going to count from 5 to 0, and with 0, we press the play button. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And right now we're going to do the candle ceremony. And we're lighting our candles to signify that we're a circle of love and light, a healing circle of love and light. Because the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we can manifest our goals. And our goals this evening, of course, are to send and receive healing. Make sure your candle's in a safe place. We don't want 50 fire engines gate crashing our healing circle this evening. And right now, we're going to invite the angelic realm. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection. Thank you. And the Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring your love and upliftment. And thank you so much. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love. Thank you. And the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. Anytime we need the help of the angels, all we have to do is ask. They were created especially to help mankind. Never feel unworthy. As sons and daughters of the Creator, you have a divine right. So now we're going to hand you back to Marika, where she's going to do Rise as Angels of the Golden Sun and the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Okay. Well, I just picked a little piece out of the focus of today to share it, and because it's so on topic, I'm going to read it to you now. The angels of the golden sun come before the keepers of earth and ask of the planets. In this last hour, it was given that this moment of the great awakening, the ritual of heaven, brings the wave of light. The promise of the keepers of earth is to sing forth the dream of the union of the dark, the light, to bring acceptance, unity, healing, wholeness, and restoration. The angels of the golden sun accept the promise of the keepers of the earth to hold the frequency that brings forth a new dawn of sacred honor and peace. The way showers are given the charge of this great awareness to enlighten the secrets of the thread of light and instill in the keepers of earth their honor and duty to restore and uplift the planetary being. There is a wave of light reaching over the world through the collective realization that love is the only reality. Simply accept this place as home. In your physical incarnation, you have made the promise and have now the obligation to hold the light of compassion, understanding, and joy to restore heaven on earth. With this agreement, the desire to separate, take hurt, and reject part of the world is ending. The awakening proceeds. The wave of golden light rises up through the chakras of each soul and the earth soul as the spirits obtain clarity of the connection and agreement to channel energy of the golden sun into manifested experience. The dream unfolds as you move with the acceleration of the great wave of light. The light awakens you to see the coming down of the golden sun. It speaks with fullness and clairvoyant thought to you that you are being here to restore and bring humanity into alignment with the earth. The teachers of light speak from a billion stars to send the thoughts of awakening to your heart. Only love is real. There is only love. All that is upon earth is comprised of her source, your body, your life, your things, and your destiny. You are held in love and light by the being of this planet. This is what you are and have always been. You are the keepers of the earth and have the opportunity to restore her to pristine beauty and fullness of resource in vibrant health and wholeness. The races in physical and non-physical incarnation have come here to be part of this wave of life. This wave of new energy is warming your planet, changing its magnetic field, allowing the reception of gamma rays and the planet awakened from sleep with conscious awareness. The earth awakens and seeks to know who the children are. The keepers of the energy know to listen as she rumbles to life and sees the angels of the golden sun come to her in this hour of need. Dear earth, you are our mother and our beautiful blue jewel in the great invisible ocean of space. The time of waiting is over and you are now in the peace of the morning of a new day. The shining light of the golden sun sends the rays of understanding to coax you from the rest and awaken to see the fruits of your gestation. The birthing of your youngest children has been patiently awaited in a quiet expectation of fulfillment. The angels of the golden sun are the children of the central sun who have come to earth to awaken and lead to enlightenment, the precious earth, and to have her being exalted and made sacred. It is the honor of the angels to come on the behalf of the central sun to speak. And since we have done a really, really wonderful healing yesterday in the Magenta Magic Show, which is about the earth, and we are doing today a healing about angels, it all comes together in one. And so I want to ask you all to stay focused now while I read out our mantra, so we can be together and we can heal each other and our planet. And I want to ask you guys if you can that you can feel free to start healing when you want. Yes, please start it, Alex. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. Surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into one space. We are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as a heartbeat for all humanity. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us. It flows all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we can see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing we pray. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now please write it down. Now you can add any name you want from any person, animal, or plant you want. We even write down the name of our Mother Earth. I'll give you a little bit of time to write all names down. We write down the names of the people in the healing fountain healing list as well. And now that that is done, we see the book of healing back down. She has stopped in the center of the earth, the place where all hearts are focused on. While we keep our focus, and while we keep feeling the healing energies, we continue on to Shana for her wonderful healing.
Thank you, Marika. Now we're going to ask that the angelic realm close around our healing circle of love and light, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, and assist us to send the healing and receive the healing. You are loved unconditionally. We want you to go to the top of your head and make sure that your crown chakra is open. Take four long deep breaths, making sure that you're sitting comfortably with your feet flat to the floor, grounding and securing you to Mother Earth. Take four long deep breaths, synchronize your breathing. We're breathing in. And as we're breathing in the love, life, and healing. And as we're breathing out the anger, frustration, and worries of the day. And you'll see a beautiful golden white light on the top of your head. Coming down your head. Coming over your cheekbones, relaxing all the muscles in your face. Traveling down your neck, relaxing all your neck muscles, and into your shoulders, relaxing those muscles. The light is traveling down your arms, revitalizing, re-energizing, and bringing healing to all parts of your body. It's traveling down into your chest, into your heart chakra. And it's traveling down into your abdomen, down into your thighs, down your legs, and into your feet, and out through Mother Earth. Send all the discomfort, pain, anger, and everything else that you want to send down into Mother Earth, because Mother Earth will transmute it and send it back as well. Take your roots right down into the heart of Gaia, right to the center of the earth, where you'll see a beautiful blue-white crystal. Bring the light from the crystal back up your legs, back into the base chakra. when you see the colour red. And you see the base chakra spinning and turning and resonating and channeling. You see the beautiful red colour at the seat of all creation. And you bring the two lights back up to the navel chakra, where you see the colour orange. And you see the navel chakra spinning, resonating and channeling. You bring the two lights and the colours up into your solar plexus, where you see yellow chakra spinning and turning and resonating and channeling. You bring all the colours up into your heart chakra, where you see the colour green, and you see the heart chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. You bring all the colours and the lights up into your throat chakra, where you see the colour blue. This is the communication chakra, where you speak your truth. Make sure all those chakras below your throat chakra are unblocked. The ones below the waist connect you to Mother Earth, and the ones above the waist connect you to our Creator. Then you go to the third eye, where you see the colour magenta spinning and turning, resonating and channeling. And you bring the light and the colours up into your crown chakra, where you see the colour white. See the white chakra turning and channeling and resonating. You go above the crown chakra, where you see the colour silver, the colour gold, which connects you to our Creator. And you see the golden chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. Both of that, you see the colour silver now. This connects you to the spirit realm. It's the portal into the middle world. And you see the silver chakra spinning and channeling and resonating. And then you just look above you and you're standing in a pillar of white light, which is coming from the Creator. The white light is traveling all down your body, right down into the heart of Christ, bringing love and healing right to the heart of Mother Earth. The love and healing is coming down to yourself as well. And you let it spill out of your heart chakra and become spiked out into the heart. Go to the nature where you can open them. All the people are healing this and everyone is feeling of any description. And then you go up the white pillar of light, right up to the Creator, and you're standing before your Creator. You have a divine right to do this. Never feel unworthy. You can ask your Creator for anything that you wish. If you wish to change your sacred contract, or if you wish healing for yourself or anyone else, just ask. Ask and it should be given unto you. And we're going to leave you in the arms of the angels and the arms of your Creator and come back for you in just a few minutes. Well, thank you. Now we're going to ask you to pretend that you have doors, and we want you to go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. And down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Now to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet, closing that door. Knowing that you can open them at any time you wish. It's very important that we close the chakras. And all we need to do now is just tell you that next week we're hoping to have Deborah as our special guest. And don't forget, as with any therapy, toxins are released, so you must drink plenty of water. And so I think we're going to play out with Robbie Williams' Angel. That's a very appropriate song. And especially as he was on TV last night, wasn't he, Robbie?
Yes. Can we, before we play it, can we say goodbye? And thank you very much to everyone. Because I saw there was a caller in the room calling us. But we run out of time, I think. So we shall.
I think we had a little bit of problem with the switchboard, didn't we?
Somebody ran in. Alex said,
yeah.
The color is off. So we're going to. I want to say thank you very much, all, for doing this wonderful co-creation together. And here we go with Tony Lillian.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Yes, it was Secret Garden. It's all right. Yes, we'll have Robbie now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here tonight. Yeah, thanks a lot, Sue and Roxy.
Love you all.
And everyone in the chat room and all the healers and therapists. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks. We'll play out with Robbie.
Sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street,
flesh to my bones. Oh, when love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. Save me.